Welcome to Wait For Real,
a true crime and paranormal podcast. I'm Grace.
And I'm Katie.
And it's a big day, folks.
It is.
It's a big mother effing day.
It's our 2-year anniversary.
2 years.
Of the podcast, in case anybody's like.
It's our 2-year anniversary of us being married.
That's right. Surprise. No. Great. Now you've started that rumor.
Of course. The rumor was already there.
Let's
be real.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been doing this for 2 years. Is this our 100th episode too?
It was last week.
Okay, last week was 100 episodes.
This is our 101
baby. Proud of us.
It would have been cool if it happened to like line up, but it just
we could have just skipped a week.
No.
Or like, okay, so Beth, I know you're listening, but whenever she texted me on a Tuesday and was like, yes. Hey, are you guys not doing an episode this week? And I fucking panicked. I was like, because I'm the person that edits them and uploads them to
podcasting site.
Yeah, I can't think of the word.
We have a host site.
A hosting site, yeah. And I was like, oh my God, did I forget? Like, I just completely, and I panicked for a solid 5 minutes. And then I realized it was Tuesday, not Wednesday. And I texted her, I was like, do not do that to me again. She was like, I'm sorry, I got excited.
I would have known too. Like, I would have texted you and been like, Grace? And like, if you ever did forget, it wouldn't be like
no,
the end of the world.
I have not forgot, knock on wood.
No, you've never forgotten.
No. Yeah, I'm proud of myself. Anyways,
you should be.
2 years.
2 years, and we are so grateful for every single one of you.
Thank you guys so much for listening to us.
The ones that have been here from the beginning and the ones that we've picked up on the way.
It's sweet. Oh my gosh. It's like we're just a group of friends.
I know.
You know? Just hanging out. Having a good time.
Vibe.
Or not a good time, just a time. This is when Kitty and I hang out together too much, we just start saying the same thing. It just gets real weird real fast.
We're actually one person, and that's why we don't do video.
We don't do video.
Guys would find out.
Yes, conspiracy theory is that Katie just has multiple personalities.
Oh my gosh, and I can do voices really well.
That'd be so funny. Let's start that conspiracy theory. Just like how birds aren't real and boats don't float.
That's right. We're really working on starting some rumors this week.
I have the potential to have really good rumors with my job, but like that's also like jail.
Yeah, I was like, you know, risky, I mean? Business, Grace.
Yeah, maybe when I get a new job. Speaking of, Katie's getting a new job.
That is so true. I'm starting a new position on Monday. Right now it is May 11th, so when you're listening, 2 days ago I started.
Yay, and hopefully it's going to be great.
Very excited. It's with the same company, so it's more of like a promotion.
Yes, but it's like out of the same department. It's out of the department you were in, right?
Yeah, so I was working in talent acquisition, and now I'll be working in the HR.
That's awesome.
I'm very excited.
Heck yeah. She has to get up at 7 a.m., though.
Yes, but I don't think that's every day. I think that's just the first day.
They want to rip off that Band-Aid early.
That's right.
It's so exciting. Things are happening, folks.
It's a good day.
It is a good day.
And if you remember last year, I don't know if we did a special episode for our anniversary.
Why are you calling
us
out like this?
But you know what? It has to be done. We kept saying we had something special for you guys, and then we just never released it. And it wasn't because we didn't do it. It was because
mentally we were unwell.
Humbling. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that is. And we are going to finally release it a year later. I know our friend who assisted us on this will be so happy.
Yes.
So we went on a private ghost tour with
American Ghost Adventures.
And our friend RJ, who's been on the podcast before and is a videographer, filmmaker, and photographer, came along with us and filmed it.
Yes.
It was 3 hours.
In the dark.
Yes. So we got to go to different locations. And obviously the video that we're putting out is not 3 hours long. We didn't want to give away all of the
And there's
stories.
Also restrictions as to what we could film and what we couldn't film.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, so
it's like our own little ghost adventures episode.
We've been haunted by the idea of posting it for a year now.
It's hanging over my head.
It has every time. It's Katie and I like both when we're recording like this, it's so laid back. It's chill. It's just us. But when you're behind a camera, it's just a different ball game. It's one, humbling, and two, it's just like really nerve-wracking. Like I feel so weird when I'm behind a camera.
Also, a year ago, like what a different time. But right? I remember.
Wonder what my hair looks like.
Struggling so bad halfway through because it was so late and I was starting to get so hungry. I'm like, there's no thoughts in there at parts, you know, just empty brain. But go ahead and check it out, and we will link the website to the tour group that we used. And
yes, we'll they're awesome.
Link RJ and his company as well. Also, he's doing a limited series, like a web series that's okay. coming out soon.
Oh, that's awesome.
We saw the first episode.
We did. Yeah.
It's called It's Just Us. So we will tag them on our Instagram post this week as well, just okay. to give them a little shout out.
That's awesome. Yeah. So watch out, world.
Yeah. Anyways, you can watch it on YouTube. I don't think I said that. I'm like, you'll the never link will see be everywhere. It. Yeah.
We'll share it and all and, that stuff. And
be nice to us. Show yeah. some love.
If you guys are mean to me, I can't recover. I already got hit by a car. I can't do much else. You know?
Yeah.
Yes, please. 100%. Okay. I love that. It's happening.
Yeah, it's happening.
It's
time.
Happening. By the time you finish this episode, it will be live.
RJ did ask me about it this last week.
RJ, back off.
He's like, it's been a year since we filmed that. I was like, you I'm know like, what?
RJ, I've never You're felt right. more humbled, okay? Leave me alone.
He's like, maybe you'll get more traction. I'm like, maybe. I don't. But maybe it's the wrong way.
I don't want people to look at me.
Don't look at me.
Just don't look at me. Listen to
All right,
to
guys,
it.
Just close your eyes and listen to it, okay? Plot twist, we just
put emojis over our faces the whole time.
The whole thing is blurred. Okay, yeah. We're done. We're
Anyways, done. So what are we talking about this week?
Okay, so I wanted to do more of a lighthearted episode.
We needed it.
So we are doing a haunted house. I know, don't be bummed though, guys. If you are too afraid of our paranormal episodes, this is not a scary episode.
This is not too spooky.
I promise. And I already showed Grace the house. So
it's
that she
nice.
Get the vibes.
I feel the vibes.
It's a very beautiful house.
Rich.
My favorite thing, haunted houses. Double points if it's Victorian, which this one is. And it's on the water, which makes it even more gorgeous.
Is it a lake house?
It's on the river. The Hudson
Do
River.
Do they call them river houses? No, they don't. They call them, wait.
Waterfront houses?
Yeah, they
That's
don't.
That's what I would think.
Because, like, you know, like people call lake houses. Right. Like, we're going to the lake house. We're not going to the river house.
No.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to start a whole complex about this. Anyways, okay.
We'll investigate that further after this episode.
Teach us the ways of this house.
Okay. The house is located on 1 Lavetta Drive in Nyack, New York.
Okay.
Now, Nyack is 1 hour north of New York City.
Nice.
And as of this year, its population is 7,000 people.
Oh, so tiny, tiny.
Tiny town.
Itty bitty baby town.
Yes.
Got it.
It is the house itself is a beautiful three-story Victorian home that sits at the end of a cul-de-sac.
Ooh, nice.
It is elevated above the Hudson River, and the house itself was built in the 1890s.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there isn't much known about the original occupants. However, it is thought by local residents that it remained part of the original family until the 1960s, and that's when the house goes unoccupied for about 7 years.
Okay.
Until it's bought up by the Ackley family.
Okay.
That's Helen and George Ackley and their four children in 1967.
All right.
Unlike many of the other haunted houses we speak about, this house has no histories of violent deaths, accidents, or tragedies.
It's just chilling. It's just a house.
It really is.
It'd be a brick house.
It is.
She's a brick
house. If you guys turn us off, it's okay.
And they immediately are like, and we're not watching that video either, you stupid idiot.
Anywho, in 1970, Helen Ackley wrote a newspaper article titled Our Haunted House on the Hudson, where she details their life living with the ghosts that haunt the house.
Okay.
Before, and I'm going to go over several of their stories.
Yeah.
Before their official move-in, Helen was... So she and her husband were kind of staying there, and then the kids weren't coming till like a week later.
Okay. Yeah. I've heard of people doing that.
Right.
Like, get your house situated. Yeah. Let your kids frolic somewhere else.
Some stuff that needed to be checked out on the house. Like I said, it was unoccupied for 7 years. That's quite a long time.
Yeah.
So Helen is at the house when some neighborhood kids approach her and ask her some questions, and she says, yes, that the family just bought the house, and that, yes, they have kids.
Yep.
But that the kids wouldn't be there for another week. She offers to let the kids walk through the house, but two of the four kids hang back. The other kids laughed and explained, they think there's ghosts in there. They're scared. Did you know you bought a haunted house?
Oh my God, can you imagine?
My dream?
You close, and then like a little kid down the street's like, hey, do you guys know it's a haunted house? And then plot twist, the little kid never even existed.
Oh my gosh, the kid is a ghost? Wait, TM, TM.
TM, TM, I stole that. TM, TM, I stole it from my brain.
That would have been such a good movie. Why'd you have to say that? I'm just kidding.
Listen, Yeah, that's fair.
That's it actually probably
it's probably like a movie. But yeah, let's be real. There's no original thoughts.
I really fucked Grace up with that one. If you've been listening to us for a while, you know that already.
Yeah.
Moving back onto the story.
Yes, yeah, sorry. It's kids okay. are like, let's check it out. Two kids are like, nah, brah.
Yeah, they're like, it's haunted. Later that same day, a young plumber named Bob is at the house. He approaches Helen and asks her how long she plans to be there. And he calls her Mrs. Ackley, which is just so adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Mrs. Ackley, are you planning on staying long? To which she replies until about 4:30 and she had to pick up her husband at 5. She inquires more to ask if something's wrong that would require him to stay longer. Hesitantly, he tells her that that's not why he's asking, but rather that he is continually hearing footsteps on the stairs and walking on the floor above him.
Nope.
He had even walked up and down the stairs trying to catch what he assumed was a person, but no one was there. He was asking how long she would be there because he didn't want to leave her there alone.
Aww.
She assures him.
Let me tell you, I'm like, bye, bitch. Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah, right, literally. Grace is already outside the house. She's like, see ya, you're good. Mrs. Ackley says, no, don't worry about it. I'm going to have to be here alone all the time, so it's not a big deal. Like, just go on your way.
Okay, she's a strong woman.
Yeah. That night, she tells her husband, George, and he kind of just nods and goes to get into bed. Helen notices that the hall light is on, and she gets up to turn it off. Where are you going? George would ask. When she tells him she's about to turn off the light, he says no to leave it on. She's like, you never sleep with the hall light on. Like, since when do you want to do this? And he's like, since tonight. I'm not answering any more questions. And goes to bed.
First of all, why are you being a dick? Right. Second of all, no.
I guess he was scared too.
Spooky.
Throughout living there, they would continue to hear footsteps. The light fixture above the family dinner table would swing. French doors would burst open. And a few family friends were even witnesses to such events. But the family learned to live with it.
They were just like, hey, we're all getting along here. It's like me with Daniel.
Yeah. They're like, yes, exactly. They're like, all right, we're just going to coexist. One night when George was away, Helen is looking out the window that overlooks the river, and she feels an ice-cold presence on her right side, and she knows that someone, or rather something, is there. So she says out loud, it's beautiful on the river, isn't it? When she turns to walk away, she can feel the presence following her. So again, out loud, she says,
field trip.
Yeah. She goes, thank you for sharing the view with me. I'm going to bed now. Good night. And as she walks down the hall to her room, she felt as though she was walking alone. Cynthia, the Ackley's 15-year-old daughter, comes to her mom like early in the morning and tells her that every morning at the same time, very early, her bed would start to violently shake. And if she didn't immediately get out of bed, the bed would shake harder.
Is this an alarm clock that we need to invent? TM, TM?
Yeah, right. Oh my gosh, that's like... Heart attack inducing.
Nothing like much, like trauma every morning.
Literally, like you really want to just fuck with your cortisol. Just scare yourself awake. The mom, Helen, tells her, just say every night before you go to bed, you know, like, hey, I'm going to bed. Like, please don't do that. And so she does every night and the ghosts don't do it anymore.
These ghosts are chill.
They're very chill. Perhaps the most solid haunting story is when Helen gets a look at one of the ghosts. She is painting the living room. She's there alone again, and she describes that she's standing on an 8-foot ladder. She feels that familiar feeling of someone watching her, and at this point, she knows that the ghosts are friendly, but she still feels, like, very unnerved by
it. Yeah, like, probably shouldn't be on an 8-foot ladder with a ghost hanging out.
Yeah, right? Nobody else there. So she starts talking to the ghost. I hope you like the color. I hope you're pleased with what we're doing to the house. It certainly must have been lovely when it was first built. As she's talking, she still feels like someone is looking at her. So she looks over her shoulder, and this time she realizes she's not alone.
Oh, man.
She sees a man floating in the middle of the room, smiling at her in front of the fireplace. He has his hands clasped around his knees, and he is rocking, like, back and forth.
Nope.
And then he just disappears.
Why are you rocking?
She describes him as an old man with white hair and an apple-cheeked face. Wearing a light blue suit with, like, a white ruffle top that went all the way up to his neck.
Yeah.
Black, basically capris, and then tights. So, very old-timey
sounds like a pilgrim.
And, yeah. And she thought that this was him saying, like, yes, he approves and all that stuff.
I don't like the rocking part, though.
I don't either. I think he was, like, sitting and, like, had his, like, leg crossed and was, like, kind of, like, rocking back and forth.
That's fair. Not, like, creepy rocking.
No, just, like, old-timey.
Yeah.
Like, imagine he's sitting in a rocking chair or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Her daughter, Cynthia, was quite interested in the description of this ghost because on a few equations.
On a few math equations, 2 + 2 = 5.
This ghost had 5 apples, but when he disappeared, I'm just kidding. All right, I meant to say on a few occasions, she had seen the ghost that occupied her room.
Oh, shoot.
This was a hooded figure of medium height that she was pretty sure was a woman. So she's like, okay, these are not the same ghosts.
Right.
Now, until 1974, no one outside the family had ever seen the ghost. And this is when her cousin's wife and daughter come to stay. So Ingrid is the cousin's wife.
Yep.
And she wakes up very early one morning in the guest room. And she's aware that someone has walked into the room. Against the French doors, she could see the silhouette of a man dressed in a long revolutionary-style coat.
Wow.
And a white powder wig. He moves to the foot of the bed.
George Washington?
Hello? So nice to meet you. He walks to the foot of the bed and sits down, and the bed gives way as if someone's actually sitting at the end of the bed. The ghost pulls out a book from where I have no idea and begins to turn the page one by one.
He's reading.
Finally, he stands up, and then he's just gone.
Did they warn the cousin beforehand? Like, hey, something might be up in this house.
They probably do.
I hope so. Like, if you had a haunted house, you would tell people before they came over. I would. Be like, hey, just heads up. Feel free to not come over. I would
do it when they come over. I'd be like, hey, BT Dubs.
BT Dubs. You're already in it now, though.
Yeah.
That's like the Haunted Mansion.
Yes. there are some other small stories involved, but even gifts left by the ghost, such as a tiny pair of silver tongs for Cynthia when she got married, and a golden baby ring to commemorate the birth of their first grandchild.
That's so cute.
So by all accounts, the Ackleys lived a happy life coexisting with these ghosts.
The ghosts seem chill. Where's my gifts, Daniel? The hell?
Daniel, are you here?
He's not here today.
He just knocks everything over. I'm like, no. I just imagine he goes with you from place to place.
I think he mostly stays home.
Okay.
I think he's mostly just vibing on the couch.
Fair. Who could blame him?
Right? That's the dream.
In 1989, so 25 years after the Ackleys bought the house, Helen decides that she wants to sell the house and downsize.
Yeah, kids are grown.
Yep. She puts the house on the market, listing it with Ellis Realty for $800,000, which is equivalent to $2,015,045 today.
Holy shit.
Helen is very excited when a young couple wants to get the house under contract. This is Jeffrey and Patricia Strombowski.
Okay.
The Strombowskis put down quite a large deposit, $32,000, which is equivalent to $80,061 today.
Jesus.
However, they are quite surprised when they learn from a contractor that the house is reportedly a known haunted house. Helen and Robert Ellis of Ellis Realty say this was mentioned to the Strombowskis in passing, and that Helen wouldn't even sign her part of the contract until she talked to them about the ghosts.
Right.
Jeffrey, the husband, did not believe in ghosts.
He's like, honey, you're making that up.
And no, not Helen's husband, but Jeffrey.
Oh, okay.
The husband, Strombowski.
Yeah.
Didn't believe in ghosts, but he did believe in the impact that a haunted reputation would have on his ability to resell the house eventually.
That's 100% fair.
Yeah. So he decides, you know what? I don't want to be tied to this house.
Yeah.
And he wants to back out of the contract, and he wants his deposit back, but the Ackleys refuse.
Also, that's the whole point of a deposit. You don't get it back.
Right, but that's after they've disclosed things.
I don't know. I guess. I just know that, like, there's a lot of rules with, like, buying houses now. That's, like, you'll put a certain amount of money down and you don't get it back.
Right, right. No, that is true. However, he's saying, like, you didn't tell us that this house is haunted, like, and, like, this isn't really fair. We want to back out. Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's just not. Left with no other choice, he attempts to take the Ackleys to court, seeking to allow the rescission of the contract and refund of the deposit. Now, the case is initially dismissed, but he appeals this decision. And this is the finding of that appeal coming directly from Cornell Law.
Okay.
This is the Appellate Division, First Department of the Supreme Court of New York, July 18th, 1991. This is an appeal of a decision by the Supreme Court of New York. The plaintiff, Mr. Strombofsky, sued to rescind a contract to purchase a house from Mrs. Ackley. Sorry, it's Miss Ackley. I don't know what happened to her husband, though.
Okay. His name was George, right?
Yeah, so I think he may have probably passed away.
Or he's the ghost, George Washington. Dun-dun-dun. Sorry.
Everybody was a ghost in the story, actually. The reason Mr. Strombofsky wanted to rescind the contract was because, unbeknownst to him, at the time of the sale, the house was haunted. The Supreme Court dismissed his complaint, and the appellate court reinstated the cause of action, arguing that the seller had a duty to disclose the reputation of the house to an out-of-town buyer.
Yep.
Mr. Strombofsky appealed the dismissal of his complaint by the Supreme Court of New York, and the initial complaint sought to rescind the contract, which the buyer plaintiff later discovered, again, that there is a reputation of the house being haunted by ghosts. The ghostly reputation of the house impacted both the value of the property and its resale potential.
Right.
Under the caveat emptor doctrine, a buyer may only seek rescission if they acted prudently and exercised due care to assess the fitness and value of the purchased property. In this case, the plaintiff met his obligation by conducting a reasonable inspection of the premises and searching the available public records concerning the title. According to the record, the appellant was not a local and had no familiarity with the folklore of the village of Nyack, New York, where the property is located. Therefore, okay. The fact that he was unaware of the house's haunted reputation did not show that he failed to exercise due care. In the words of the court, quote, "It should be apparent, however, that the most meticulous inspection and the search would not reveal the presence of ghosts at the premises or unearth the property's ghoulish reputation in the community. Therefore, there is no sound policy reason to deny plaintiff relief for failing to discover a state of affairs which the most prudent purchaser would not be expected to even contemplate."
Okay.
The court established that the spectral reputation of the house came from the defendant's promotional efforts in publicizing her close encounters with these spirits. The court held that whether the source of the spectral apparitions seen by the defendant was parapsychic or psychogenic, the defendant could not deny their existence because she was the one who reported their presence in both a national publication and the local press.
Right.
This made the house haunted as a matter of law. So he wins the appeal, and this becomes the first legally haunted house in America. This is known as the Ghostbusters ruling.
Really? That's so cool.
It's taught in law schools.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
So where is the house now? It's changed hands quite a few times, all pretty prominent celebrities.
Yeah.
Starting in the 1990s, Adam Brooks bought the house. This is a filmmaker who co-wrote Practical Magic, which I think is a superior Halloween film. Now, if you've seen it, The house in Practical Magic looks very similar.
Have I seen it? Probably not.
I don't think so.
I would have seen it with you.
Sandra Bullock in it and Nicole Kidman.
Wait, I have seen it. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So the house looks very similar to the house he owns.
Gotcha.
After him, Ingrid Michaelson bought the house and lived there until 2015.
Another singer.
Yes. Well, the first singer. Adam Brooks
sorry.
Was it.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
But that's okay because she sells the house for $1.9 million and then it is owned by Modest Yahoo.
Freaking love Modest Yahoo.
Who lives there for 4 years until 2019.
That's so cool.
The house is then put on market again, and it doesn't sell until 2021.
Well, the house, I mean, we know why.
Yeah.
2020 was a dark time for everybody.
And he sells it for $1.7 million.
He bought it for how much?
$1.9.
Ooh, he lost money on it.
He did, bummer. Yeah. It's probably, like, the house is huge. It's, like, over 4,000 square feet. It probably costs so much money to maintain it that it's okay to lose $2 million on it.
Yeah.
For him.
Well, not $2 million. Point.
$2 million. Goodbye.
No. So, I also am thinking that maybe they're choosing this location because it is relatively close to New York City.
Yes. Yeah. That's my thought. But, like, then you don't have to be in the city.
Yeah. So, do we know who lives there now?
No.
No, they didn't say.
Mm-mm.
That's rude.
I know.
Like, I can't stalk you?
Yeah.
What? It's a gorgeous house. Yeah. When she showed me the pictures, it's been all updated. It's gorgeous.
You can look it up on Zillow and see all the pictures.
Yeah.
And you can see the street view.
Can we give the address, though?
I already did.
Oh, yeah, you did. Never mind. Like, what about that address?
Yeah. You can see the street view. So this is not like the Amityville Horror House where you were blocked out.
Which is so crazy.
Yeah, but I understand why they did it.
I still feel like we're the first people to say anything about that. Like, is there another podcast that said that?
I don't know. I haven't listened to every podcast that covered Amityville.
Katie fucking knows everything. It makes me so angry.
So sorry.
I literally was telling... Wait, are we done? Sorry. I'm done,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just... Before we started, I was like, Katie, somebody told me about this crazy story. Like, I'm so excited to it. Like, I'm going to do an episode. And I said it. First of all, I said it incorrectly. And she corrects me and goes... Yeah, it's a pretty famous case. And I was like, I hate myself. I'm just going to go.
I told her she could still do it.
It's not fun if Katie knows it.
I'm so sorry.
How dare you know things?
I'm a chronic true crime. I wouldn't even call that true crime necessarily.
More like conspiracy-esque.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, I mean,
it's you can say it. It's Dyatlov's Pass. Yeah.
Yeah. So let me guess. Everybody else has heard of it besides me. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Probably not everybody.
Just me. Single table of one.
There's the group of people that have heard of Dyatlov's Pass, and then there's Grace.
Literally. Oh, man. Okay. Well, anyways, I feel like I would live in this house because it's chill.
I would 100% live in this house.
Yeah. I'd be like, you know what? I wonder if singers wanted to live there to maybe get some inspiration.
Ooh, maybe.
Do we know anyone that sings about ghosts? You know? Like off the top of my head, I'm like, what if this love story is actually the ghost love story?
Well, I will say that there have been no reported hauntings since the house sold in 1990.
So maybe it was the family that took them with them.
Yeah, because they do say people are haunted and not houses.
I say I'm haunted.
Yeah, you are haunted.
Spooky.
Spooky, spooky.
Daniel's chill.
Yeah, but your other ghost isn't. I think you have quite a few now.
I think there's three.
In the house? That came with the house?
Well, no, Daniel.
Okay, so I guess...
The lady in the kitchen, and then the person who, like, sat at the end of my bed that one time.
Yeah, so I guess, like, those did come with the house.
Yeah. Which, like, fair.
But I think then they can attach to people.
Yeah.
Like, if you're a ghost, could you weigh in?
Yeah. Give us a sign. I look around Katie's apartment.
I'm like, I 100% don't think my apartment's haunted.
No. It's too chill. Katie's apartment is a fortress. First of all,
it is, yeah.
She barely heard thunder last night.
We had a crazy storm.
Insane thunderstorm we had. I'm talking like my windows were rattling.
Yeah.
Again, my place is a little shabby though.
We talked about it. We're like, if there's a tornado within a mile of Grace's place, just...
I'm gone. Bye. You'll find me like Cal in the tornado, like spinning around.
I do think that the Sussex house may have had some weird stuff going on there.
Yeah.
I do, yeah. Mm. But the last two places that I've lived, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think mine's haunted as heck.
I think you're haunted.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, I think that house just happened to be haunted too. But, I mean...
I've been, like, hearing noises and things are, like, moving. And I think it's the cats. And I'll sit up and the cats are both next to me. And I'm like... And so chills. I just take a deep breath and I'm just like, all right, Daniel, like, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's no way. So I'm laying on the couch. Sorry, this has now turned into a Grace tells everybody her life.
No, that's okay. We love that. That's why we're here.
I'm laying on my couch watching TV. I can't sit on my couch. I've now come to the conclusion I can only lay on it. Okay. Like, sitting up is just too much work for me. I don't know why.
I understand. I would lay down on my couch. Yeah.
And so I lay down, and to my right is Pancake on, like, the little footrest thing, and then Peaches was laying on me.
Okay.
And one of my coasters on my desk... just like flew off, like slid off and hit the ground.
No, thank you.
And it's wooden, so it was fine. But I'm like, and I thought in my head, like while I was watching TV, I was just like, oh, it's one of the cats.
Yeah.
And then I like thought about it for a minute and I look over and I see both of the cats next to me and I'm like,
you're like, it's fine.
And I was like, it's the AC.
Yeah.
I was like, the AC pushed it off.
Really strong AC.
The AC's not even on. I'm like, it's the AC. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. Yes. Your house is definitely haunted.
Yep. And I am too. If you want a haunted friend, be my friend.
That's right. If you want to like feel spooky, but then don't have to take it home with you, just befriend Grace.
Yep.
Just kidding. It's the year of no new friends.
Yeah. This is my year of no new friends.
That's right.
I'm working on building really good relationships with the people I have in my life.
I love that.
Or I'm telling them, go fuck themselves. No, I'm kidding.
If you haven't heard from Grace in a while, I'm just kidding.
triggering for people that are on this right now. No.
Just kidding, guys.
Oh, man. We should stop while we're ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, see you later. I'm just kidding. Yeah.
If you made it this far, thank you so much for listening. Please make sure to like, follow, subscribe. Please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We really, really appreciate every single one that's left. Yes, if you want to give us stars on Spotify, that would be awesome as well. We want to make sure that not just you are listening, but also tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell your grandma. Tell your mom. Tell your everybody. Dad. Yeah. Like, you know what? Shout it from the rooftops if you need to.
Yeah. We love it.
We've been doing this 2 years. We're ready to roll. Yeah. You know? We finally figured it out.
We've got it together, you guys.
We've got it together internally. Not a little bit. Anyways. If you have any stories you want to tell us, feel free to send them via Instagram or also send us an email at waitforrealpod@gmail.com.
You've got it.
Oof. Anything else that we need to add here?
Don't forget to check out our YouTube channel.
Yes, it's going to happen.
And we can pretend like it never happened.
It's happening. Yeah, right? If we get one view, I'm throwing myself off the balcony. Please watch it, actually, but just be nice.
If you comment, it better be the nicest comment I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it better be the nicest comment.
Anyways, you can find us at Wait for a Pod on YouTube as well.
Yep. And we're going to leave it like that.
Yep.
And don't forget.
Go to therapy.
And don't forget to leave the lights on.